on to IRNnews.com.
It made box office history and helped restore marriages nationwide. Now get it for your home. Announcing the DVD release of Fireproof.
Love is not a fight.
The film that inspired millions of moviegoers to never leave their partner behind. Fireproof, the action-packed story of a firefighter, his wife, and a marriage worth rescuing. The DVD, available at your favorite Christian retailer. For information about a license to show Fireproof in your church or school, visit fireprooftheMovie.com.
Record losses for Wall Street firms last year meant less cash bonuses for their employees. New York State's comptroller reports those employees got 44% less in bonuses than they did in 2007. It's said to be the biggest drop in bonuses for Wall Street workers ever. New York Stock Exchange member companies incurred losses of more than $35 billion in 2008. That's more than triple their losses in 2007. Lower bonuses will impact tax revenue as New York State officials grapple with cutting a possible budget deficit of more than $15 billion over 14 months. Fertility experts are expressing concerns about the risks involved in the recent birth of octuplets at a California medical center. While the eight babies are reportedly doing well, the experts point out that such, quote, high-order multiple births are fraught with health risks. One expert says there may have been, quote, some degree of inappropriate medical therapy to stimulate the pregnancy. Research has shown that such births are always premature and involve higher risks of the babies having developmental problems later in life. The parents have not been identified, and hospital officials say they are not authorized to say whether the mother had been treated with fertility drugs. The FDA pointing an accusing finger at Blakely, Georgia-based Peanut Corp of America regarding the recent salmonella outbreak in the United States. Health officials say the facility shipped out products that managers knew may have been contaminated in 2007 and 2008. I'm Greg Moore. That's news from the Information Radio Network.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay on a beautiful, crisp afternoon, a little chilly, skies blue, a beautiful view of the whole bay from where we are. Anyway, of course, we want to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, these are going to be the views of Lynn Marzulli. He's a good friend. He's a minister. But right now, he's simply working, writing, lecturing, trying to get people to understand the true spiritual nature of the battle we're involved in. And most people know something's wrong, but they can't put their finger on it. Now, if you like television, there's a wonderful program. It just started, the new latest series. It's the story of Alison Dubois. And Alison is a beautiful blonde-haired woman with three beautiful blonde-haired little girls. And, of course, she's got a husband that... He's a real nice guy, but Allison is always involved working with police or the district attorney or somebody else tracking down the bad guys and using the supernatural power that she has to come up with the answers and, of course, leading to the capture and conviction of the criminal element. And it's a very fascinating story. And the thing is that most people don't know that it's a true story. There really was an Alison Dubois who did work with the district attorney and the police authorities to track down the bad guys. And she's written a couple of books about her true supernatural power. And most people find it so difficult to believe that people really do have supernatural power, that there is a power out there that you can tap into. And certainly Oprah Winfrey has been talking about this. She's had a woman named Rhonda Burns on several times, and Rhonda's written a book called The Secret, and they've sold literally 7 or 8 million copies of that book here and throughout the world. And there's a DVD that sold probably almost that many copies. Fascinating. Tells about this power that you can tap into. And the trouble is an awful lot of people who've turned against Christianity, who do not understand what's going on, who begin to tap into this through meditation or other techniques. They begin to tap into this supernatural power. And for many of them, it works. There is things that they want, money, sex, drugs, fame. You can get that by tapping into the power, but you do so at the risk of your eternal soul. Well, what Lynn and Sydney, my message has been for a long time is that there is this other dimension, a supernatural dimension. We live in one dimension, but the real battle for the survival of Christian civilization is being fought in the other dimension. And, and sometimes it's just onlookers. Although I do think that we have an obligation to be involved in this supernatural battle. Because, of course, our Lord tells us we're to be involved and not simply to sit on the sidelines like the fellow, you remember, one fellow got 5 talents and one fellow got 3 talents and one fellow got 1 talent. And the master came back a year later and asked what they'd done with him. One of them hadn't done anything. And the Lord was furious with him. The master was furious with him. And, of course, this was a story told by Jesus. I think that we are to be involved in the world in which we live. And Lynn says she's on the front lines of this battle because things are moving very fast. You have to understand that this whole financial collapse has been carefully engineered by these people. And if you haven't read my November and December newsletters, which are both posted on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com, shame on you. You need to read them, and you'll certainly want to read the January newsletter, and you want to copy them, and you'll want to get them out. And everybody in America must understand there's a wicked group of people, less than 5,000, and yet they're going to destroy this country. They're going to destroy our economy. They're going to destroy your life savings, and they want to create I'm going to let Lynn talk about it. They have an agenda, and Lynn, certainly thank you very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure to be here, and thanks for having me on.
Well, Lynn has written a wonderful book. It's called Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. He's written a trilogy on the Nephilim, these supernatural beings that were here, presumably before the flood, or actually according to the Bible, according to the flood. You pick up the story. Why, are you working so hard to try to awaken people? I mean, after all, shouldn't we just simply be sitting back and watching things and reading the gospel?
Dr. Stan, you gave us a great sort of a lead-in when you started talking about the supernatural and what's going on, specifically the woman who worked with the police and was able to use her transmedium techniques and remote viewing in order to catch the bad guys. And unfortunately, the church at large, and I say this with all respect to the church, for the most part has kicked the supernatural out. In other words, people go, They tithe, they sit in the pew and they listen, and then they get up and they leave. So the supernatural, at least in most denominations and in most churches, has really been kicked out. So people with this hunger have looked or begun to look in other areas. You also mentioned Oprah, The Secret. You're right. That thing is, that book, that series, those DVDs have sold millions of copies. It's unbelievable, really unprecedented. There is a hunger. And in my opinion, Dr. Stan, the church has done a great disservice because we should be champions of the supernatural. In fact, the book that we all rever, the Bible, is literally filled with supernatural occurrences. If you were to take the supernatural out, I believe two-thirds of it would just completely be gone. As we read in the Gospels, Jesus continually moves in the supernatural. And now remember, to us, these miracles, they certainly are supernatural, but because Yahshua, or Jesus, comes from another dimension, He's operating on his inherent abilities. Granted, he created the universe, so he can pretty much do what he wants. But he's just operating par for the course, so to speak. But to us, these miracles are literally supernatural. But then we get into the Acts of the Apostles, and we hear about healings. We see the laying on of hands. We see some of the miracles in the book of Acts and in other places where people are raised from the dead, and just supernatural occurrences occur. And Jesus' own words, he says, you'll do these things in greater, pointing to a future time. And granted, some denominations and Christendom believe that all those miracles and all those supernatural occurrences died out with the apostles in the first century. And I couldn't disagree more. When we look at the emerging church in China and in India, the calling card of those little cell groups, those little house churches, which in my opinion mirror first century Christianity, are just loaded with the miraculous. People are healed. It's unbelievable when you read some of the testimonies going on over there. All that to say, I have kind of delved into this idea of the Nephilim, the fallen angels. And this, of course, goes back into Genesis 6, Numbers 13. The book of Enoch, Josephus, leads us into a discussion of these things. But what we see is Jesus telling us, and what I believe is some of the most cryptic or enigmatic verses in all of Scripture, that is in the days of Noah, that in the days of Noah, so will be when the Son of Man returns, which immediately leads us to ask the question, what differentiates the days of Noah than any other time in history? And, of course, in my opinion, that is the presence of the fallen angels. Are we, in fact, looking at the supernatural beginning to manifest? And my answer, which I've written now 5 books with the new book, The Alien Interviews, is a resounding yes at the top of my lungs. This thing is the phenomena of the UFO phenomena specifically is burgeoning. It's not going away. The phenomena is very real. In the new book, Dr. Stan, I've got 17 people that come on the record. I think 6 of them are PhDs. And it's just phenomenal to listen to these people, many of whom were skeptics, many like Dr. Lynn Katai, who documented on the Phoenix Lights. She actually shot video why these things were manifesting over the city of Phoenix in 1997. She comes on the record and admits freely that she was very skeptical of all this. In fact, she was afraid of coming forward because she was so involved in the medical community and was, had a great standing in that community, and frankly didn't want to ruin it by talking about UFOs. But finally, she came forward and created this DVD, and it's won several awards, and now she's, spreading the message, although we may differ as to what is the cause behind the phenomena. Dr. Lynn and I both agree that the phenomena is very real. And let me just say something about the Phoenix Lights real quick.
Well, we're going to have to hold off on that.
Okay.
We'll get to it as soon as we get back because we're coming to a break. And we can't very well talk through that break, at least not on this program. Anyway, our guest is Lynn Marzulli, and fascinating subject. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Lynn Marzulli. People must understand this movement to create a world government has been around for 5,000 or more years. It started with Nimrod and started going from there to Egypt and then to Assyria and then to Babylon and then, of course, to Persia and then, of course, to Alexander the Great, who set out to conquer the world. And this has just been a recurrent theme. Certainly Greece and Rome, Rome controlled most of the known world, there at the time of the birth of Christ. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that people, whether it be Adolf Hitler or Napoleon, they always wanted to conquer Genghis Khan, but nobody has come as close as, of course, Cecil Rhodes did, because Cecil Rhodes established a secret society that became known in America as the Council on Foreign Relations, at least a French organization for it. And then along with the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission, the Group of 30, working so that you seize control of our government and to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about this one world government. Well, what people do not understand is that behind Cecil Rhodes were powerful spiritual forces. He was a Mason. Lord Milner, his right-hand man, was a Mason. William Stead, who was one of the original four members, was deeply involved in theosophy, which was Luciferianism and spiritualism. And the people who then joined into this movement, in the outer layers of it before it became known as the Round Table and then the Royal Institute in Great Britain and the CFR here, they were all coming from the occult. So what really energizes this whole movement, of course, is the occult, and that's how so many of the people in these organizations have obtained such fabulous wealth, because it is there, and you can get it if you tap into the dark side, but you do so at the risk of your eternal soul. But we must understand the spiritual forces that are moving the world towards the one world government. Lynn, you pick up the story.
I certainly will. Would you like me to continue with the Phoenix Lights?
Right ahead. What is the significance of the Phoenix Lights, and why should we be concerned about it
exactly
one way or the other?
Well, when you think, you know, you're talking about a one-world government system, and which we're definitely headed towards. I mean, there's no doubt about that. When we realize that Prime Minister Merkel and Sarkozy in France and former Minister Tony Blair are all talking about a one-world financial system, or, you know, everyone's nurturing this thing and pushing it. And I agree, Dr. Stan. I think this whole economic collapse is nothing more than a controlled economic collapse. But here's the deal. The other leg of that, the other wing of that, is a one-world religious system. Now, the Book of Revelation very clearly states that there'll be a one-world religious system, which immediately begs the question, how do you get 1.4 billion Muslims and 2 billion Christians to somehow change their worldview? And in my opinion, this goes right back to the Phoenix Lights. When people see these craft, and remember that Dr. Lynn Katai is photographing this thing, and this event, this craft moved very slowly from one state, one corner of the state of Arizona to the other corner of the state of Arizona, and it basically was up in the air, seen by thousands of people for about 4 to 6 hours, if I'm not mistaken. When these things begin to manifest, and when we realize that these craft may be as large as up to 3 miles in diameter, am I making these numbers up? Ricky Sorrell, Stevensville, Texas, he estimated the size of the craft between at least over a mile. Dr. Lynn Katai believes 1 mile to 2 miles wide, somewhere in there. And we these are motherships. I mean, these things are huge. And it's kind of hard for us to envision or imagine what that looks like. In fact, this morning I was on a run out in Southern California. Beautiful day, just gorgeous. And I'm doing this run. I look up at the mountains, and there was a small plane that flew overhead, just a little Cessna. And I realized this thing's pretty big. I mean, even it was fairly close in, but it was before the mountain range. And then I kind of estimated what a 1 mile craft would look like, and then a 2 mile wide craft. And it is absolutely overwhelming. All that to say, the UFO phenomena is not going away. It's burgeoning. And when we begin to put all the pieces of this phenomena together, what we see, and it's reflected in certain movies of the culture, for instance, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls, and other movies, and it's television shows like We, which talks about the abduction phenomena, where women in real time come up and tell their stories, how they were abducted. There seems to be a breeding program that's going on. This, in my opinion, mirrors and is exactly what Jesus himself warns us against, that it will be like the days of Noah. The fallen angels are back. It's a slightly different manifestation. I'm not sure how it all fits together, except I know this, that oftentimes people who have contact with these so-called entities or extraterrestrials tell us that these entities go out of their way to try to communicate that somehow Jesus really wasn't the Son of God, and that the work of the cross really wasn't necessary, which immediately sets off alarms in my way of thinking, because why travel a gazillion miles to get here to tell us that? You know, why not give us a cure for cancer? Now, I'm not making this stuff up. These statements are documented, and it's not only one person who has said them. It's a lot of different people, abductees, contactees, who basically tell the same story. In the alien interviews, there are 17 people, a lot of different paradigms, a lot of different worldviews, all are represented. Yes, they have one thing in common. They're talking about the phenomena that's real. They've had close encounters with the third and fourth kind. They've either seen the craft or handled material like Jesse Marcel Jr., 1947 Roswell debris crash, actually handled the material that his father brought in. He talks about the cover-up, the military cover-up, the government cover-up. And going back to my original point, when one begins to think about this one-world religious system, which is mentioned in the Book of Revelation, what better way to change a person's worldview, his paradigm, his world of thinking, than to have a two-mile-wide craft appear? When this happens, Dr. Stan, all bets are off. A person will become absolutely overwhelmed. And in my opinion, this dovetails into what the Scripture and the passages in 2 Thessalonians warns us against, that Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. And Jesus himself says that even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. So the warnings are throughout Scripture. And I think, I truly believe, that we are winding into the time the Bible speaks of called the time of Jacob's trouble, that seven-year tribulation period. I think all the signs are here, and what is coming on the earth will make men faint from fear, in the words of Jesus himself.
Well, I'm sure that this is really going to happen, but most people aren't prepared for it. They're not prepared for cataclysmic events that I think lie ahead. I think they're going to be supernatural manifestations. And you know, when they see these, unless they're Christians, unless they understand the supernatural realm, they're going to believe whatever the controlled media tells them. And believe me, these demonic forces, through the people in the Trilateral Commission, and through the people in the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations, control the media, and ultimately will shape what people believe. And of course, my fear is that many of them are going to follow the false Messiah. They're going to take the mark of the beast, which we're told we must never take for fear of eternal damnation. So our job is to be here on the front lines, standing on the street corners, and trying to get people educated. How fortunate we are to have a voice in a time like this.
Absolutely, Dr. Stan, and I thank you for all the years that you put into your ministry and your faithful broadcasting, and thanks for having me on so I can share my part of it.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Lynn Marzulli. We'll tell you, of course, how to get to his website. Lots of fascinating things there. And, of course, you can pull down the e-book. He's got a special on his book on policy, I should say, politics, prophecy, and the supernatural with e-book. But we'll tell you when we get back in just a moment.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Lynn Marzulli. We're talking about the supernatural element behind these wicked people who today control our government, through the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations. But, of course, they're also manifesting themselves, and they show us they're, through the UFOs and through these strange lights and these multiple supernatural things, whether it would be the cattle mutilations, things of that sort. Mm-hmm. There are all sorts of things out there that manifest as supernatural, and the average person can't believe it because we think it's just something that occurs on television. The medium is simply a television character, and she was not. She's a very real woman. Of course, the real woman, Alison Dubois, really did have this supernatural power, as many people do. In fact, those of you who've never heard my interviews with Joanna Michelson, who was a medium, who is involved with the supernatural. In fact, we're going to have her on next Monday evening. You certainly won't want to miss that, as Joanna brings you up to date with what she sees helping today from her position, having been involved for so many years with the supernatural. But right now, Lynn, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your website, how they can get your information, how they can get your book and your new book, the new e-book on the alien interviews.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. The best place to go, the only place to go really, is lamarzulli.net, www.lamarzulli.net, L-A-M-A-R-Z, as in zebra, U-L-L-I, lamarzulli.net. It's got links to my blog. Right now we've got a special. It's a 2-for-1 special for just this week. So you're getting Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, plus the Alien Interviews, which is an interactive ebook which you download in a PDF format. It's got links to websites, videos. It's very interactive, and it's about 150 pages, and it's packed full of information, Dr. Stan. And some of the interviews are just really riveting. I get tons of email every day on it from people who have read it, and it's quite an eye-opener.
Yes, it really is. And, Chris, the alien interviews are simply interviews with people who've, many of them have either been kidnapped or have talked to people who've been kidnapped. In fact, there's interviews there with the doctor who's removed some of these implants. And there are actually implants in people of a very strange type of metal. This is not imaginary. Many of these are very, very reliable people who report, things not spectacular at all, but just a matter of fact, what they've discovered. And so many of them have PhDs. But it's a fascinating book, The Alien Interview. So basically, you're going to tell people about the special they can get with your book and the e-book?
Yeah, it's $10 for both books, which is way lower than Amazon. And you get Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural in the mail as a hard copy. And, of course, once you do that, then we send you the PDF file of the Alien Interviews. And the reason why I did this, Dr. Stan, is because the book publishing business is in a state of flux, as we all know, and no one really knows where it's going. And the idea of the internet is just cutting edge. I mean, people, that's why papers all across the country are folding, because most people now go to the internet to get their news. Well, it's getting that way with even reading material. Yes, I like to sit and curl up with a book, but I do tons of interviewing or I should say research right off the net. If I see something I like, I one click to Amazon and get the book, or wherever, go to a person's site and get the book. But I do most of my research now on the net, where 20 years ago it was all library based. And I think that the fascinating part about the alien interviews is it is an interactive ebook. So as you're reading something about Dr. Roger Lehr, who you were mentioning, was a surgeon who actually conducted surgeries to remove alleged alien implants in people. He's done over a dozen of these things. He's had the metal tested, of course, and it's anomalous. No one knows really what it is. Very strange looking alloy. The nerve endings and the blood vessels had wrapped themselves around the objects. There was some sort of a membrane around the object which he could not cut with a surgical knife. I mean, some really bizarre stuff. And this man, of course, was a skeptic, a hard-nosed skeptic when he came into this thing. In fact, he walked out of the room at the first initial meeting, didn't want anything to do with it, thought all these people were crazy. But he was coaxed back in to at least hear the story, and then he agreed to operate, still believing that what he was going to find was just wire from some past surgery or something that was left in from some past surgery. And, of course, he was absolutely blown away when he saw his first implant. And so the ebook, as you're reading that story, you can click at the end and go to Dr. Roger Lehr's website yourself. Boom, you're right there. You can go to YouTube and see Dr. Roger Lehr, give a lecture on YouTube. So it's very interactive, and in that sense, it's a wonderful, I don't want to use the word primer because it's more in-depth than a primer, but if you don't know anything about the UFO phenomena, it's a great place to start. These are all people who have actually had experiences up close and personal, third and fourth, close encounters of the third and fourth kind. There are people who have handled the stuff, seen the stuff, had contact, actually seen and photographed humongous, over mile-wide UFOs, or like Ricky Soro, who looked up and saw a craft directly overhead. So that's what the book's about, and it's very interactive. And what we're looking at today, you know, it's like with all the nonsense going on, the new book I'm working on, Dr. Stan, not to plug that yet, but it's called The Acceleration, because there's so much going on so quickly, can't even keep up with it all. It's just so much is happening, and I truly believe we are rushing towards the time of that the Bible speaks of, the time of Jacob's trouble. We're rushing there. I truly believe these are the last days, and as we're warned, that Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders, and it's not going to be pretty when the supernatural begins to manifest here, and men will believe a lie because they did not love the love of the truth.
Amen to that. And, of course, UFOs are ready for, they're trans-dimensional. They come from another dimension. They can materialize here. They can disappear really right before your eyes. And I know, I've never seen one, but my wife has. My wife, believe me, is one of the most truthful people I've ever met. So understand that there really is this element out here. You need to understand it. But, of course, you need to help us demonstrate to people that there really is a supernatural battle going on for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and to prepare people, and if they're not Christians, to bring them into a personal relationship with the Lord. If they are Christians, then to submit their relationship with our Lord. So the information is great. In fact, there's one story in there by, I think, Dr. Jacobs. And of course, you know, he started out evaluating these abductions. And, you know, he looks at this purely from a scientific point of view. He's not
correct,
coming at it from a Christian point of view. But the interview, you know, concludes with him. He's talking about, you know, he's frightened because he sees no future for his children, for humanity. And these things are real, and they threaten our very existence. Well, of course, if he were a Christian, he would not have that fear, but unfortunately he's not. But our job is to utilize this information and get it out. And Linda's done a great job. Incidentally, I pulled the whole thing down, and I have a lady who works with me, Letitia, my secretary. You probably talked to her, and she binds these for me. So I was able to sit in my big, easy chair and read it. It's a pretty convenient thing to do, and it's not that expensive to get a binder. And so we bind all sorts of things here, inexpensive, but that way we can have them and refer back to them. So, but you certainly, if you don't have those facilities, you can read them up on the internet, you can copy them, or you can get a three-ring binders and put them in there. This is another alternative. But get the information and then help Lynn and myself get it out. Lynn's working full-time at this really writing, lecturing, and appearing on radio. And you need to be doing the same thing, whatever you can do, to let people understand what is happening, because the time, I believe, is very late, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Stan. I believe this thing is rushing headlong. In fact, you know, I was looking at Israel during the war with Hamas and all that, and it's interesting. There's a book called Schmoozing with the Terrorists, which talks about how we actually sold all sorts of weaponry to Fatah. And of course, when Fatah was kicked out of Gaza by Hamas, guess who got all the weapons? So it's just, I mean, it's such a conundrum, such a mess over there. But the one thing I truly believe that we are looking at the fulfillment of ancient prophecy, specifically that of Ezekiel 38 and 39. I realize that there are people that don't agree with that, but I truly believe that there's going to be some sort of a nuclear confrontation in the Middle East.
We'll be back in just a moment. Lynn Meis.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest today is Lynn Marzulli. We're talking about the supernatural element behind this whole move to destroy our economy, to destroy the freedom of our people, to impoverish on them, and, of course, to bring us into this new world order, this new world economic system, and the new world religion, and then enthroning the new world leader. All of these things are happening at a frightening speed, and those of you who haven't seen our DVDs on the Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone really will want to get those there, and we're moving an awful lot of them. We think it's important and exciting, but of course he doesn't get in, as Lynn does, into the supernatural element of what is really going on today. So, Lynn, you pick up the story.
I certainly will. Thank you, Dr. Stan. What people need to realize is that when we read that prophecy in 2 Thessalonians, which says very succinctly that Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders, most of us just kind of look at that, shrug our shoulders, and turn the page, figuring that, well, we're never going to see anything like that. Why bother? And then when we read the words of Jesus, which to me may be one of the most sobering passages in all of the New Testament, when Jesus himself says, even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. You start putting the pieces together. When we start to get the overview, a good overview of what Scripture is telling us prophetically is going to happen in the last days, I believe that we are in those days, and I believe that we're beginning to see the manifestations of what is coming on the earth. But deception will be absolutely through the roof. Remember, how do you get 1.4 billion Muslims and 2 billion Christians to change their worldview? We're going to need an event that is so over the top, so unique, so phenomenal, so incredible, that people will believe the lie. Now, I'm not making this stuff up. And people ask me, why are you so involved in this stuff? I mean, and I get a lot of smirks. You know, I get a lot of skeptics. Part of why I wrote the Alien Interviews, Dr. Scan, because I get a lot of negative flack from people. And, UFOs, come on. You know, they look at you like you're some sort of a kook. But they've never taken the time to really examine the evidence. They've never looked at it, which is why I went out of my way to find, you know, PhDs who come on the record, and they're not PhDs just talking about the experience, you know, of other people. They're PhDs who have actually handled the experience, had close encounters of a third and fourth kind themselves, and come on the record in great erudition and extreme candidness, too, telling us what this phenomena is from their point of view. It differs slightly, you know, from what I believe. As a Christian, I believe that this is completely Luciferic. It is the end time deception. It's a deception that Jesus walks about. It's the coming of Lucifer or Satan with all signs and lying wonders. And, you know, part of what Christians need to understand is that when this stuff starts to manifest, a lot of people are going to be very afraid. Remember, it also says men fainting from fear for what is coming on the earth, which to me implies something is coming from outside the earth to the earth, which is exactly what Revelation tells us when Satan is cast down to earth and he realizes his time is short. So I just believe, let me just say this, if UFOs weren't manifesting, if let's say we had one or two a year, I wouldn't even think about this stuff. But we're getting between 300 and 600 sightings globally per month. Now that's just with the lights. But then you get, you know, and those are just close encounters of the first kind. But then when we talk to the people who have been abducted, people who have had implants, people who have been abducted numerous times, people who are contactees that actually have telepathic communication with these entities, the cattle mutilations, when we look at the crop circles, when we begin to put all the different facets of the phenomena together, we begin to realize that the phenomena is burgeoning, it is not going away, and we need to discuss it. Hence, thus, the writing of the alien interviews.
Well, you know, I've been at this for a long time, Glenn, and it used to be an awful lot of people would look at me and they thought I was crazy, but now they look at me and they're afraid I'm not. And really, of course, is people, you know, hear the story, it sounds so incredible. Our job is to tell them God will open their eyes if he wants to. Our job is not to force people to believe. Our job is simply to present it, the information, in an intelligent manner, because we could save those people's soul for eternity if they really understood what is at stake and, of course, would turn their lives over to our Lord. And this is the only thing that's going to sustain you and I and the others in the difficult times that lie ahead. I know that they're coming, but I'm not fearful about it. I just look forward. Our job, you know, I've got a job, you've got a job, you've been called to do what you do, obviously, and I've been called to do what I'm mm-hmm. doing, and I'm hoping that there are people out there in the listening audience, and I know that we've got tens of thousands listening across America, and I hope that they, of course, are getting the information, they'll get your information and our information and help to get this out across this country. Because, of course, we're going to change lives and hopefully maybe who knows what part you and I do or what you will do, you know, what part that will play in eternity.
Mm. You know, Dr. Sand, there's a woman that comes on the record in the alien interviews. Her name is Lynn Dickey, and she actually contacted me several years back. She was a full-blown contactee. She actually sent me photographs of UFOs that she took. She would go out, she would be telepathically, and I realize this sounds really bizarre, but this is what's going on. She would be communicated to telepathically and be instructed to go out and start taking photographs with a digital camera of the night sky. She would look up and see nothing there, okay? But the moment she would snap a photograph there, reproduced on the digital photograph would be a dish-shaped object. And this went on for years. Well, she wrote me because she heard me on a show talking about that these forces are in fact malevolent, that they're evil. And she was very concerned about this and wanted to know more about it. And I just, you know, told her the simple gospel message. Anyway, cut to the chase and make a long story short. She became a Christian. She's completely renounced the experience. She still wrestles with it from time to time, but she has not had contact now for months. And now she's on radio shows talking about her story. So this is, I mean, to me, this is like fruit big time. And it's just wonderful that here's a contactee that was completely immersed with contacting these demonic entities. And one part of her story is absolutely chilling.
I'm going to have to get Lynn
one of these entities off guard, and she sees its true form.
Lynn, we're out of time.
Because this thing is so ugly.
Lynn, we're out of time. God bless. And we'll talk to you
later. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Hey, thanks very much for being with us this afternoon. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed Lynn Marzullia's information. Is great. He loves the Lord, and he's given his time, his efforts, his life, really, to sound the alarm as we're doing. And it just is, you know, as Paul Revere, you know, the redcoats are coming. Well, they're already here, and they're working right in Washington, D.C., and they don't have redcoats, and they don't have horns, but, of course, they are in total working control of our government and using the financial and military power of our nation to bring about a one-world government, and now they're going to destroy this nation and impoverish our people, and we've got to sound the alarm. So help us if you can. Let me suggest the material that we have on the supernatural. We have a great book on alien intervention. We have certainly my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret. We've got a great new DVD, just arrived yesterday, The Eye of the Phoenix. It's the third in the series of DVDs put out by Chris Pinto. The first one, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. The second, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And the third, The Eye of the Phoenix, and you've got to watch this. It really is excellent, 2 hours and 50 minutes. And you'll be enthralled the whole time. And it takes you into, of course, Manly P. Hall, and of course, who had a tremendous influence on Franklin Delano Roosevelt, on our nation up until about 1990 or 1991 when he died. And he was, frankly, a Satanist. We have a lot of his writings that we keep in a special division. You'll have to specifically request them by name. Books like The Secret Destiny of America, and, of course, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, based upon his travel of the world and, of course, tracking down all of these supernatural things that are going on. I will tell you today that people are gathering in Henderson, Nevada, because that's where they believe that the new world leader is going to appear. We have a book written by a man who was recruited into the movement by David Rockefeller, at least that's what he claims. And the book is called Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People. That's Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People by Wayne Peterson. And, of course, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. But it is not on the catalog. It's on a special catalog where we keep the occult books. We don't want people saying, well, Dr. Monteith is out there. Dr. Stan is pushing these occult books. No, I just want you, if you're a researcher and you want to really know what's going on, we've got the material you need. We'll be glad to send you, certainly, the catalog. You need to get my newsletters. They're up on the Internet. Or, certainly, if you order anything, you can ask for copies. The November and December newsletters explain how they created this financial crisis that's going to destroy the vast majority of people in America. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use.